I'm Hugo De La Brera, mechanical engineering from Schaumburg, Illinois. Our first step is getting a job. We're working from behind because most of us owe money, so I don't think we'll really be an impact to the economy until we're even. I guess I am not really concerned about the economy as much as I should be, since the economy doesn't affect me as much in the way of I don't have money tied into it. Yeah, it affects my student loans and all that, but that's minimal compared to, like, in 08, you had all your savings and 401k tied up.
Well, my name is Ashley Golden. I'm a double major in corporate communications and journalism. To be honest, I think it kind of depends on, like, what you go to school for and if it's, like, a demand for your field. So if it's, like, not a demand for your field, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're obviously going to have a harder time trying to find a job, so it's going to be harder for you to, like, do better in life. It's going to be harder for you to make more money, you know, probably make over, you know, six figures and whatnot. So unless you're like a nursing major or something, like, you know, in health, it's probably going to be a little bit harder for you to go into things, because a lot of jobs start off low paying, $20,000-$30,000 entry position. So honestly, probably once I graduate, I'm going to move back home with my mom, because I don't even have, like, the funds saved now to even think about trying to put a down payment on a house. And I think I would wait until I'm about to get married before I make a huge investment like that. I'll probably just be renting for a while.
I'm Garrett Foster. I'm an industrial and systems engineering major, and I'm from Rockford. We're hoping in 4 years we'll get a house, but as for the uncertainty, it's everywhere. Manufacturing is leaving the U.S. Industrial and systems engineering is mainly manufacturing, so everything's moving to Mexico and China. And luckily, I live in Rockford, and there is still manufacturing there, so I'm hoping I can find something local. But as for economy-wise, apparently it's on the upswing, so I'm kind of optimistic to see what happens.
My name is Esther Fagbemi. I am a physical therapy major, and I am from Calumet City in Chicago. I don't think it will be better than back then. No, I don't, because of the cost of living and the government we have. The system is so corrupt now, so I don't think so. It's just going to plummet from now on, especially with this presidential candidates we have. I don't feel like anyone is up to par to change the economy, for our good at least.
My name is Jasper Nolan. I am from the southeast side of Chicago, and I'm a communication / marketing / business with an emphasis in entrepreneurship and a minor in black studies. Honestly, I have two or three mentors that I always talk to. My mentor just told me, because he's an entrepreneur, so I'm trying to be an entrepreneur in my own field, which I do barbering. Honestly, you have to make your own money to get up to that type of stature. If people invest in black-owned businesses, we would not worry about that. Being your own entrepreneur and making your own money.
I'm Omar Perez, mechanical engineering major from Rolling Meadows, Illinois. I feel once we get into the job, you know, we'll actually have some sort of impact. You know, we'll be making, hopefully, a good amount of money so we can rent an apartment, get a house, start investing in some stocks. So hopefully, you know, try to further ourselves, not get stuck in one place.